At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we got Antonio Daniels coming up, the Pelicans color analyst, SiriusXM NBA Radio, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. And Rob G, give our man Tim Hardaway a call. He just texted me. Hit him now. The Hall of Fame point guard. Did wonders with the Warriors, run TMC with Tim.
I remember that. Yeah,
remember that,
that was
Chris
cool.
Mullen and Mitch Richmond, yeah. And Miami, of course, some knockdown, dragout series they had with the Knicks, Rob. I covered series when they played the Knicks when the games were in the 70s. I mean, no lie. It was crazy. But he'll join us in a few moments. But we got a great hour for you. Like I said, Antonio Daniels joining us at the bottom to talk all things NBA. Nets rolling, only up 13, 48-37.
It's a playoff game, that's all. I think they just want to win by two. They want to win by two.
Hey, win
right.
In advance.
That's what I'm saying. You just want to win and move on, right?
All right, speaking of winning, my man just got a big win. Tim Hardaway inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. class of 2022. Tim, what's up, man?
Congratulations. Mazel tov. You can only expect that from me, Tim. You know that, right?
I know that, Rob.
I'm from New York. Come on, Mazel tov.
I understand. Mazel tov. Yes. I appreciate it. Thanks. That caught me off guard,
man.
Though.
How you feel? Like, I know it's been a long time. You've been waiting for
long
this.
Long process, yes.
You know, patience is a virtue. I've always been patient. My parents always taught me to be patient and go out there and do your work. Things will come to you, and just got to wait for it. And it was just my time this time, you know, and I'm grateful for it. I'm humble for it. And, you know, it's bigger than me. It's about, you know, being raised by a village in Chicago, the south side of Chicago, the east side of Chicago, all of Chicago. So it's bigger than me. And so this is for them. It's, you know, it's for me mostly, but it's for them also. I don't go in without them.
You know what? That's the way you have to go ahead, Chris.
Well said, Tim. Let me ask you this, because Rob and I, before you got on, we were talking about Run TMC. And that of course, was you, Mitch Richmond, and Chris Mullin. Those two are already in the Hall of Fame. Did they rib you a lot until you got in? Because you were the third one to get in.
No, you know what? You know, they been advocated. You know, they've been telling people and been really advocated and instrumental of me getting in. You know, they wanted me in, you know, and they've been right there since day one. You know, they was like, you know, it ain't really Run TMC until I get in. And, you know, they were so ecstatic. You know, I called both of them, and I said, hey, man, I'm in. And Mully was like, yeah. And Mitch was like, what you in?
Right.
What I don't understand.
Right. You in the house? You in the backyard?
Right. You in the house? Right. Yeah. You in L.A.? You in the Bay Area? What you in? And I said, yeah, man, I made the Hall. He got ecstatic and everything. And you know, it was just a lot of exuberant on the phone and us talking and everything. It was just great, man. It was just great. And I just saw them in the Bay Area the other day. And we just had too much fun together like we normally do. We always have fun together.
That's awesome. The other thing, too, is the Basketball Hall of Fame, I've been up there a couple of times. I was there. In fact, when Joe Dumars went in, that was one time, and I was there another time. And I still believe, as much as I love the Basketball Hall of Fame, that the NBA should have its own Hall of Fame. Are you cool with everybody just being in one Hall of Fame, the Basketball Hall of Fame? You know, because isn't there college basketball? I know there's a college football Hall of Fame.
I think they have a college. I think they do.
You know, it's a college basketball Hall of Fame.
Does the NBA need one, Tim, or is this good enough?
I think this is the best because you recognize basketball across the world. And that's what, you know, David Stern envisioned. Globally, you know, recognizing basketball across the world. You know, Sarunas Marcellonis, you got Tony Parker, you know, you got all these other guys, that's coming in with me and I forgot his name just that quick, which is terrible of me. Of San Antonio.
Manu Ginobili, right.
You know, Manu Ginobili. Yep. You know, you got a bunch of great guys that played overseas that we haven't really, a lot of people didn't really see in the, you know, late 80s, early 90s. They stayed over there and played. Right. Tony Kukoc, you know, when they came over here, they showed their talents. They showed why they wanted the best in the world, and they came to play in the I guess the world's greatest mecca in the NBA, and they showed their talents. You know, they never missed a beat. They went out there and showed why they won the best overseas, and they came into the NBA and showed, you know, why they belong in the NBA. So, you know, I think it's good for just basketball across the world because it recognizes everybody and what your accomplishments you have
Tim,
done.
Tim, what you mentioned, the international players. The last, like, I think this year Jokic is going to win it, the MVP. I voted for Giannis. If one of them doesn't win it, it's going to be Embiid. or Luka maybe, but probably Embiid or one of those other two. My point is the last four MVPs will have all been international. You can argue that the four best players in the world are international. Do you see this as a problem or an indictment on American basketball, or really nothing to even worry or think twice about?
I think it's it opens up USA basketball. You know, I think it opens up our eyes, opens up our minds that, you know, our young kids, our young guys have to get better. They have to play better. You know, these guys that come over here from overseas, the international players, you know, they pay attention to detail. They listen. They go out there and play with what they have. You know, the Joker, you know, he can't jump, you know, and he's slow. But the guy, he plays almost like a Larry Bird in a sense where he understands the game. He understands his talents, and he knows how to use his talents to perfection out there on the basketball court. And what he does, you know, with Murray out, with the young fella out
there, Porter Jr.,
you know, he has done a lot for his team. And I won't say this. If you take Embiid off that team and you take Jokic off that team, they're not, you know, it's going to be tough for them. Yeah, you know, it's going to be very, very tough for those teams. But you put those, these guys are playing out of their minds. They playing the way they're supposed to play. They playing the way their teams want them to play. They playing the way that they need to play to win games. That's why they in an MVP race. They one and two. I don't know which one. I wish they could give. If they was on the same team, they'd be like Stockton and Malone. They'd give it, you know, to both of them. But one of them has to win it. But they've been playing fabulous, fabulous basketball. Embiid, you know, I think he has listened to Doc. He has listened to the media. He has listened to Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal, everybody, and come in with his body ready to go in shape. And he's playing at a level that, you know, we seen that, and we want him to stay at that level, and barring injuries. But he's playing at a level, you know, that's out of this world. And, you know, Jokic is Jokic, man. I love watching him play. He seems like he makes the game easier, real easy for his teammates.
Right.
And he slows the game down for his teammates. And they just go out there and just play the way they supposed to play. So I love watching those two play. And you know, one of them has to win. I don't know which one is going to win, who voted for who and whatever. But I think both of them deserve it. And I can just say that they are playing out of their minds, which they supposed to, and I love watching them play.
Hey Tim, you just mentioned.
Let me stop this too. Let me hold on 1 second. I'm gonna tell you this, Luka. If Luka was in shape early, but he played in the in the Olympics and everything, and that right. You know, that takes a toll on you. But I tell you this, the numbers he's putting up and how he's putting them up. Oh man, I mean, if he didn't sit out some games and he wasn't hurt and he, you know, wasn't as he is now in the first half of the season, if he was like that, then we'd be like,
he should have won.
No question.
But Tim, this year, I wrote a column that this was like one of the worst NBA seasons that I could remember in recent memory, and it was because of not just all the other injuries, Tim. All the the Lakers were terrible, right? That was a thing. You know, Kyrie didn't make Brooklyn whole. He had a right to not get the vaccination, but it didn't make that team whole. And then we had the drama with Ben Simmons, and we had the drama with Harden, and then you know, there's no Kawhi. I could list all these great players who didn't play this year. Zion didn't play. And all the injury, it just seemed like it was disjointed. It was never whole, and it left me wanting to see more players. Did you see the season that way or not?
Yeah, I saw the season that way, and you know, I think it was because of COVID. Nobody knew what to expect, how to expect it. You know, COVID threw a monkey wrench in a lot of stuff, right. And you know, injuries, you know, the guys didn't know what was going to be expected the whole season. Then you had a lot of guys, I mean, you know, come down with COVID. And then the commissioner, I think he done a fabulous job by saying, hey, go sign anybody. that you think could play on your team, and let's keep this going, and let's keep the protocols going, and let's try to make it safe as much as we can. But we got to keep it going. We got, by any means necessary, we got to keep it going, which he did. I think the NBA has done a fabulous job in doing that. And, you know, some guys wasn't able to recover. Some teams was able to recover. And, you know, I mean, it's exciting now. I'm watching the Nets play right now. Kyrie is 9 for 9 from the field. I mean, he right. He's that kind of player. But see, that's what you want to see. That's what you want to watch.
Right.
That's what the playoffs is about. We missed it for the season, but we know how explosive he was, and we missed him for half the season or right. three quarters of the
all
season.
The games
but
in
you know.
Brooklyn.
Yeah, all the games in Brooklyn, but he's back now, and it's exciting. So the playoffs is going to be exciting. And, you know, when the season starts up next year, hopefully everybody will be healthy and everybody will right. be ready to play.
Tim, I cover games when you guys, between you and the Knicks, when you were in Miami, and the scores were in the 70s.
Yeah, I remember those days.
Right, and some of your Heat teams, like one I know averaged 85 points a game. What – when you look at today, and you still were giving them 17 to 20 points on average.
Right. So in a game mean, that
in
was
a game
under
where
80,
you're not scoring
right.
much. When you look at today's NBA, and obviously they're playing much faster, and all these guards are putting up numbers, like, what are your thoughts? You know, because people feel like the guards today are so much better, and there's some great guards.
Tim's just saying they don't play defense.
Right, they don't have to feed the bigs like you guys did. They didn't have to go through the defenses you guys go through. Like, just kind of compare from a guard's perspective who played on a slowdown team, what you think when you see today's NBA?
Well, this wasn't Don Nelson envisioned. When we was with Ron TMC and the Golden State Warriors, he envisioned point forward, point center. Everybody is intent and interchangeable. Everybody can stick everybody. He envisioned actually the rules – he was a big advocate of the rules playing a zone, you know, taking away the hand checking. And it didn't evolve until like 2002, 2003. And that's when I think everything opened up. You know, you can't touch nobody. You gotta right. move your feet on defense. You gotta play gimmick defense. And that's what makes the game fun. You know, who can outthink who? What coach can outthink the other coach? You know, who has the best players, the best interchangeable players out there on the court? And that's what it's all about. And that's why these guys need to work on ball handling. Guys need to work on foot movement, playing defense, moving laterally, you know, interchangeably, making plays on the offensive end, boxing out a big if you small. You know, that and Don Nelson envisioned that, and now it's coming to life the last, you know, I guess 15, 16 years, that's the way the game is being played. So, you know, I can see it's all about the rules changes, and when the rules change with no – you can like back in the day, me and Clyde Drexler was talking back in the day. If I passed into the post and I ran through the lane, it was four people beat me up. I had to run through the lane like I was a fullback or a running back to so they won't hurt my ribs and hit me in my stomach because I mean that was a check. So you know so the game now you can't do that, which I understand, but that's the way we grew up. We grew up in the 70s and the 80s, and we grew up beating each other up when you was little. You know,
Tim,
and now
they say if it's two dudes in the paint, you can't drive. Oh, right. The plane is clogged up.
It's
like
clogged
when you
up.
Throw these six dudes in there, your teammates, the opponents.
Well, Kyrie, he doesn't care how many dudes in there. He's going to shoot over you and make shots. Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, there's a lot of guys that can do that, you know, that can shoot over guys and make plays in the lane. Don't care if you're in there. But that's why you got to work on your game. That's why you got to work on jump shots. That's why you got to work on mid range. That's why I don't. You know, all this analytic stuff. Really, I really don't like, because it's threes and layups. What about the mid range jump shot?
Yes.
You know, Kawhi Leonard. He shoots at, you know, the mid range jump shot at a 50, 60% clip.
Chris Paul.
You know, all them. You know, Chris Paul. All them. So you got that's what win games and playing defense. And so
we got to run, Tim. We got this break coming up. Yeah. But look, man, congratulations again.
Congrats.
We're happy for you. Well deserved. And thanks for the time, man.
Appreciate
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have me on again. Right. Appreciate it. Y'all be safe.
Yep,
take care.
We will. All right. More iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right. All right. It's the iCouple. Had a great time with our man Tim Hardaway. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination, offering free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Rob, let's stick with the NBA. And LeBron, of course, spoke to the media yesterday, kind of season-ending interview, as all the players do. And he was asked if this season, in which they did not even make the play-in, they were the 11th seed in the West, was a failure. Here's what he said.
Yeah, I mean, it's not failure at all. I mean, listen, we came to work every single day, put our hard hats on. We tried to get better every day, and the result just didn't happen for us. So, but it's not a failure.
Poppycock, balderdash, BS. I don't know what else to say, Chris. Come on, LeBron. You don't have to rip everybody, but you failed.
No doubt.
You had aspirations to go to the NBA Finals. You had AD.
Or at least the playoffs.
Right, at least, right, Chris, at least the playoffs. To sit there and say it wasn't a failure is not true.
Yeah, there's no way around it. I mean, and here's the thing. The world doesn't work that way. LeBron's got his company, and I know his man Maverick Carter runs it and all that, but uninterrupted, right? If uninterrupted, if they got somebody that works there and their stuff is not good, whatever their job is, they're not getting it done. But they show up every day. They give an honest 8 hours of work. They do the best they can. But if they're not up to snuff, what are they going to do with uninterrupted?
Fire. They're going to let them go.
You failed. The world, Rob, the world doesn't work in you tried hard.
Right.
I mean, that's nice. Be nice if it did, but that's not how it works.
No.
It's about production, and they didn't produce. LeBron produced individually, but they didn't produce as a team. It was absolutely a failure.
It was a failure all around. I mean, this team, to not even be, Chris, in the play-in, forget about, like, winning the division or going to the NBA Finals. With a team stacked like that, I get Anthony Davis getting hurt. Chris, we just ran down a million teams with injuries.
Right, and they made the
playoffs. Denver shouldn't have made the playoffs. Two of their players were hurt. The Nets, remember they went through a 12-game, 11-game losing streak when KD went down, Chris?
Right. Because they were the number one seed in the East at one point.
Exactly. So they still should have been able to.
Go on and on.
Yeah.
John Morant in Memphis.
Yeah, yes, he missed 15 games, and they were 13 and
yeah,
right?
Almost 25. Yeah,
right.
They were ridiculous without him. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah, and Rob, you know, it's like, I don't know if you've ever, and maybe you're in this camp. I don't know. But a lot of times you'll hear someone, I'm thinking particularly athletes, asked if you have any regrets. And they'll say, no, I don't regret. I never regret anything. I just think that's a cliche. It's just not true. We all have regrets. You can learn from things, but we've all done things that we wish we hadn't done. And so I think this falls in line with that of, you know, just throwing it out there. No, we showed up. Come on, man. That done.
We put on our hard hats.
We put on our
diamond studded hard hats, and we showed up to work every day. What is that? Well, you know what I mean. I mean, I'm trying to act like he's down in the coal mines, Chris. He put on his hard hat, and they're looking for coal or gold or whatever you want to say.
Right.
But come on, man.
Nothing wrong with admitting. Right. It was a failure.
Right. There was a lot of reasons or whatever, but we didn't get it done. And this season was disappointing, and we failed. We didn't get there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, and we got our man Antonio Daniels up next. Keep it locked. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pelicans color analyst, Sirius XM NBA radio host, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, NBA champion, and I told y'all last week, Bowling Green's finest, our man Antonio Daniels. What up, brother?
What up? What's up, fellas? Hey, Chris, I got to correct you.
Oh.
I am not Bowling Green's finest.
Okay, who is?
Nate Thurman.
Nate Thurman. Hard to argue with that.
I'll give you that. I'm trying to give you love, but you know, you got to give some great players have come through Bowling Green.
Hey, I'm Southern Connecticut's finest. Okay, maybe not.
I wouldn't doubt that. You may be Southern Connecticut's only.
Right. That's the humble Antonio Daniels.
Yes,
you got to see that.
Hey,
all right, look, we're watching Brooklyn roll over Cleveland. Probably no surprise, but. Right. Antonio, and you talked last year about this in the arms race. Obviously, they lost one of the arms, James Harden. But how much of a chance do you still give them to win the East this year?
With these two guys?
I don't. With Ben Simmons, I give them a shot.
Even though he hadn't played all year, you think he could drop in and play well?
Yes, just because of the way he plays. Like, when you're talking about Ben Simmons, you're not talking about a guy that needs to get in any semblance of offensive rhythm. You know what I mean? It's not like he's spotting up, knocking down threes. He basically needs to get out in transition and pass the ball. That's it. And defend. That's what he does best. But I said this on our radio show today. Right now, what you have in the playing games is it's a college NCAA tournament atmosphere. And I don't care who they're playing against. I don't care who they're playing against. I would take Brooklyn almost against anyone in this type of set.
Wow. One game, right.
For one game, this is the most skilled duo in the league by far. And the offense, right? I mean, the NBA right now is based on offense. You are rewarded for being extremely gifted offensively. And they possibly have the two most gifted offensive players on the floor on any given night. Now, here's the thing. With these two guys in a game like today, and then in 2 days when they'll play again, I'm taking Brooklyn. But now when you're talking about a seven-game series, it's a little bit different. Even though if Brooklyn does face Boston, if Brooklyn faces Boston, which it looks like they're
I'm taking Brooklyn. Okay.
I'm taking Brooklyn.
Wow.
Okay.
Those two dudes are special, man.
I feel you on that.
Let's ask you, LeBron, was that today, Chris, with the comments, or was that yesterday?
Yesterday.
Said that it wasn't a failure by the Lakers.
I mean,
how could he say that with a straight face? He said, hey, we put on our hard hats, we showed up, and we worked hard every day. With that team put together, there's no doubt they failed. Am I right, Antonio?
No question about it. But we talked about this today. I don't know how some of the things that you heard in the Lakers
it was crazy.
Exit pressers could be said. I'm being honest. As a competitor, as a former professional athlete, I don't know how some of these things could be said. But when you hear these things, when you hear some of the things that were said throughout the course of their exit press conferences, it gives you an idea why they underachieved the way they did, though.
Right.
Because if LeBron can come up there and say, this wasn't a disappointing season, then it makes you think, what were your goals coming into the season? You know what I mean?
Right.
If Russell Westbrook can come into the season and basically say, it didn't matter to me. I had no goals. All I was really concerned was how I played. It really puts everything in line as to how the Lakers can be one of the 10 teams right now sitting at home and not playing any postseason basketball.
Crazy.
And Tony, I want to go back to the Nets. And right now they're holding Cleveland to like 38% shooting. I get it. Cleveland's not a great offensive team. But last year in the playoffs, after struggling on defense the regular season, Brooklyn, and this shocked me when I saw it, but it's true. They had the fourth best defensive rating of the 16 teams in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They had the first best opponent's field goal percentage and the second best three-point opponent's field goal percentage. So obviously they turned it up defensively. Is it, you know, we know the defense is heart and desire, and are you willing to do it if you have right. the athleticism and the strength? And I know you need to have good coaching technique and all that. Do you think that, and they're not going to be the bad boy Pistons, but do you think they can turn up the defense enough to complement that great offense and give themselves a real chance against some of these? I mean, you pick them over Boston, which says a lot, but you know what I mean? Like, is it that, I don't want to say simple, but to turn up the defense like that when you need to?
Here's the thing. Like, you can be a good defensive team with bad individual defenders as long as you have a good defensive foundation. Right. I've seen it before. I've seen it. And here's it with Brooklyn. How many guys on Brooklyn's roster do you consider to be defenders? Like, good defenders. I'll just say good. I won't even say elite. I'll say good.
It's only a few. KD's a good defender. Good.
Yes,
right?
He is. Yes, he is.
I mean, Allen, but he's thin. He's all right. But you know what I mean? Bruce
other
Brown
than that, the
is
list
small.
Is pretty...
You know, they got hustle guys. Some of those role players are hustle guys. But, yeah, it's not many. Let's put it that way.
No. So I'll say no. I'll say no. If Brooklyn is going to advance, it's going to be on the offensive side of the basketball. They're an offensive team. That's how they're constructed. They're constructed to outscore you, not to stop you. You know what I mean? You don't go out and get Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant and surround those guys with a LaMarcus Aldridge, with the Patty Mills, with the Seth Curry, with those kind of guys. They want to outscore you. It doesn't – because for me with Brooklyn, it really has come down to getting stops at the right time, situational stops. I think that becomes important. You know, I love to say,
can they do
you know
that?
What, you can play 48 minutes of great basketball defensively. No, that's not going to happen. But in the last two to three minutes of a game, can they be good enough to get stops down the stretch is what it'll come down to with Brooklyn advancing or not.
Last thing, we want to ask you about the second game, the Clippers and Minnesota, and T-Wolves are favored in that game. That game is in Minneapolis. I like the Clippers in that game.
Me too.
They were unbelievable last year. Even after Kawhi went down, they finally got to the Western Conference Finals. What about Ty Lue and the Clippers? You like them tonight?
I do. And the reason I like them, because they are not an ordinary eighth seed. What they're an eighth seed due to circumstances. That's it. You know, like, if your team is whole and healthy, even without Kawhi Leonard, if they have a healthy Paul George and a Norman Powell, who only played three games before missing a significant amount of time, if they have all these guys together, there's no way they're an eighth seed. Just like with the Brooklyn Nets, they are a seventh seed due to circumstance.
Right.
That's all. Because Kyrie Irving chose not to get vaccinated due to a global pandemic. That's why they're a seventh seed. The only reason that the Clippers are an eighth seed is because of the injury. But now they've got whole and healthy at the right time. And you know what? They are deep. They are a deep basketball team. Ty Lue is one of the best coaches in the league at making adjustments on the fly, throwing something different at you. And I tell you something I heard today. Karl Anthony Towns possibly had his worst game of the season versus the L.A. Clippers because of Morris, and his physicality. So it'll be interesting how that plays itself out tonight. But, yes, I'm with you. I am taking the Clippers tonight in Minnesota.
All right. That's our man Antonio Daniels. Check him out on SiriusXM NBA Radio. We appreciate you, man.
As always, fellas. I appreciate y'all. Have a blessed night.
Yep, you too. All right, somebody in the NFL media says something so egregious, we had to trash them on back-to-back nights. It's a rare back-to-back here on the Odd Couple. That's next. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right. It's the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we are brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas. Greatest arena on earth. Every game, every match, every race, every competition. It's always on. No one does sports like Vegas, and the excitement is endless. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. Rob, you brought it up earlier. Gil Brand, the former Cowboys executive, a Hall of Famer, in fact. His comments about Dwayne Haskins' death on the day that he died, later that afternoon, were just horrendous. Here he is.
I hate any time anybody is killed or anybody dies, but he was a guy that was living to be dead, so to speak. Maybe if he'd have stayed in school a year, he wouldn't do silly things. I mean, I don't, when you're jogging on a highway, on a road like that, a guy has two drinks and he's just a little bit to the right side of the road and gets hit and killed, it's easy to happen.
Rob, I mean, it's bad no matter how you slice it, but when he opens up with, I hate to see anybody die, that even makes it worse.
Right.
Because it wasn't just a brain freeze where, you know, you just start talking about him as a player and, you know, kind of lost the context. You knew exactly what you were doing. You were talking about him dying, how tragic it was, and you chose immediately to go to what he wasn't as a football player. And then to say, like, oh, had he stayed in college,
right,
he wouldn't be jogging on. Come on, man. I mean, just.
What does that have to do with anything, Chris? I mean, even if he would have stayed in school another year, what?
Right.
He was the top pick in the NFL draft. Stay in school for what? Chris, was he Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick in the NFL draft, or was he a first-round pick?
First-round pick.
Stop 15. It. Yeah, terrible.
Just. And he came out. He got destroyed, rightfully so.
Right, he came out
and apologized. And then, like you said, Adam Schefter, it obviously wasn't nearly as bad, but he did have in his tweet that Haskins struggled. Rob G, what was, get that tweet up, you can read
Chris,
it.
Chris, that wasn't the time or place to talk about him as a football player. I'm sorry, right. Adam Schefter. Just, right. It's not.
You could have just said the backup quarterback or quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers. That's it.
Yep. It wasn't the time. And I think that it's just, read the tweet to us, Rob G.
This was the initial tweet after Schefter, who was one of the first national guys to break the story. Dwayne Haskins, a standout at Ohio State before struggling to catch on with the Washington and Pittsburgh in the NFL, died this morning. Hit by a car.
What are you going to say, Rob?
Real quick, Rob G, when you say broke the story.
Yep.
How do you break a story that the agent tells you? You know what I mean? It wasn't like.
Well, I mean, he was one of the guys who brought it nationally because it had already been out locally
the
by
agents.
Then.
But you know what I'm saying, Chris? Like, that's not. Yeah, like he the agent announced it, basically. It's not a. It's like you broke. But go ahead, Rob.
He put his name on it. Yeah.
Right.
But that is how. Yeah. That's how all these trades, a lot of them, some of them come from GMs.
Yeah.
But
I'm just saying.
Contracts. Oh, yeah. Those are agents.
Rob G, what was your reaction when you saw that? Because Chris and I were both just, we knew right away this is just totally out of place and wrong.
Well, right. The Schefter tweet wasn't that shocking to me. I mean, I was disappointed in him, obviously. Right. But this is not the first time that Adam Schefter has made a comment that seemed insensitive. You know, because he's very transactional with a lot of the ways he describes some of these instances. You know, so that wasn't unusual. Disappointing, but not surprising. The Gil Brandt commentary, I thought was disgusting. It's right. Like, where's your decorum? In what world is it okay hours after a guy died and you're pointing out, you know, how he was coming out of college and that's the reason why he died? Like, it was embarrassing.
And I think, and maybe I'm giving, you know, some guys too much credit, but I think part of it, unfortunately, was that Dwayne Haskins had become so synonymous with not panning out, you know, like that was the first thing.
Yeah, that it was
anybody
easy for them
ever
to just
thought
jump
about,
on him.
Right,
right.
With Haskins
right.
Was, oh yeah, he, you know, he's blown it. He's terrible. He hasn't, you know, played well. He was terrible in Washington. Now he can't get on the field and piss. Like that was the first thing people thought about when they thought about Dwayne Haskins. And Rob, I'm good friends with one of his close cousins. And obviously the family is very hurt and distraught. And tweets and quotes like that don't help it one bit. And so you just got to be better than that. You know, before you're a journalist, you're a human being. And so you got to remember that. And so I think that Gil Brandt obviously forgot that. In this instance, and shame on him for that. So,
yeah, and those moments, man, and I don't know, Chris, is it that he's 95, he's still on the air or whatever it is? Seriously.
He's 90, isn't he? That's incredible.
He's like 90 years old, he's still doing a radio show. Yeah, go home by now, okay, with that.
Now, Rob, if you're 90 in a couple years doing a radio show, are you going to be?
Rob, hey, if I'm here and I'm 90, trust me.
No, I think you're
Chris,
a lifer.
Chris, remember Rob told us, Rob's he told us at the Super Bowl, he's like, I'm not going to be doing radio, but I'm going to be doing regular hits on your guys' show every week.
Exactly.
That's it.
He's the, just I check, think
getting the check. That's about it. He'd be
Rob saying now he's retiring at what?
Rob
65?
G, do you believe I'm retiring?
At hell no. 60, of is course that, not.
What, 67 your plan
yes,
right now?
That's it.
No, you won't. There's no.
What? There's too many hot Skip, takes Skip in the chamber for you to what? Retire, Rob.
You're not. There's no way you're retiring.
Who's gonna
they
trash Bronny
kick
James?
You out, but you ain't retiring.
They might kick me out. Well, they might kick me out next week. I don't have to wait till 67.
All right, we got an hour left. You know what to do. Keep it locked. Ah, couple Fox Sports Radio.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.